What a way to end the week, Emma Freedman. Oh, God, what a show.
So excited because Throttle is joining us. He's got a brand new song to chat about.
Will I Am. He's going to be on the show. We give away a trip to the Gold Coast.
And we're going to let you know how you can win tickets to see 5 seconds of Summer in Concert in the next 2 weeks.
Now, we're saying it's our best show ever because we haven't done it yet. There's a little radio inside, so it could all go to shit.
10 out of 10.
Enjoy.
The Hit 30 catch-up is best enjoyed on an Etihad Airways flight bound for London. Book your Europe 2017 summer adventure now and you can save 15% on tours with Top Deck and Contiki. Call 131 669 or go to studentflights.com.au to book now.
Across the country and around the world from Hit 30 HQ, Australia's biggest nightly countdown is the Hit 30.
Hey, what's up? This is Martin Garrix.
This is DJ Snake.
Hey, this is Hayley Steinfeld on the Hit 30, Australia's biggest nightly countdown.
I didn't know that I was starving to
social. Use the hashtag Hit30 to get your favorite song to number one. Angus and Emma, the mics are on. Let's go!
Oh, Draco!
Draco.
You've got one job!
You not got it?
It's not all into the right thing. Hang on.
Oh my God. Air horn.
No, the weekend hasn't started, Emma. Here. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you've already had a few drinks responsibly, of course, and are just easing yourself into the 2 days off.
No drinks for us. I had a vanilla milkshake with dinner, though, which was delicious.
I had a yeasty beer before, given us a tour by a promotion chick, Anna Luce. Loved it.
Anna Luce. Tonight on the show, we are giving away the trip to the Gold Coast for Fry Tonight and Conjuring 2.
That's going to be scary, but also great. And 5 seconds of Summer Fans. The boys are in the country next week. We've got details on how you can come on tour with us.
The Hit 30s. Hot 3 at 7.
Make some noise.
If you want to vote for your favourite song on this Friday night, chances are we'll play it because we're feeling generous. Hashtag Hit30 or give us a call 131060.
Yeah, we're going to play more music tonight than we have all week. So we're going to play at least we jam so much music into our show.
But I have a fit about it at the moment.
Yeah, so we're going to try and ram one more song in. So definitely request your favourites, 131060. Let's kick off the countdown, though, with last night's our third biggest song. It is Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj. On the way, you're going to hear Calvin Harris. His brand new track is next. And Sia and Kendrick Lamar.
This is the Hit 30's future hit.
Turn it up.
Got to have it.
19 years old, upcoming Australian producer superstar. Throttle!
Thank you for having me.
Or Robbie, which one do you like to
be called? Yeah, what do you want to be called?
We'll go Robbie.
Your new song, Moneymaker, features from Lunch Money Lewis and Aspen Marigold, two massive artists who have had such success in the last 12 months. How did you get onto them?
That was through the guys at Warner, actually. They hooked that up. Me and a guy called David Spector wrote the song probably a year ago now. And it was all lined up, ready for release. And then the guys at Warner brought Aston Lunch Money on. And at first I wasn't into it, but then
Aston Marigold or Lunch Money Lewis?
So set on this version that I'd heard for like a year. And yeah, I was being super stubborn. My friend Tess at Warner was like, no, you have to give it a try. And then, so I sat up for a couple of days and then I fell in love.
Now, it does use a sample as well.
It does, yeah.
Okay, what's the sample?
It's from James Brown's song called Sex Machine. And we had to get it replayed, which means, for legal purposes, get it sung by someone. Okay. I was looking up, like, guys in Alabama and, like... We got onto this one dude who's, like, a 70-year-old wedding singer.
Brent.
And it was not on the final, but there was this guy who's, like, 70-year-old from Alabama, I think. And he was going to do it. I was going to fly out there and... have a session with him, but it didn't end up working out.
What do you pay someone like that?
Yeah, I was on
bottle of moonshine.
Yeah.
What do you prefer nowadays? Is it making your own original music, remixing other big people's music, or DJing?
Writing my own music.
Okay. That's the future
producing, and writing. Yeah. All right. I do a little bit of singing, but
hang on, let's go.
I don't sing yet.
If you can't sing, don't sing.
Okay, I don't sing.
So why have you said you can sing?
No, I'm working on trying to get to sing.
Drew from the Chainsmokers probably tells people I can sing, and the VMAs showed us you really can't.
He can really fill up Halsey though with that.
Wolf. Fill up Halsey.
No.
What did you hear about the after parties? Thank you very much for coming in. We're about to play it. It's the Hit 30s. Future hit tonight. Moneymaker featuring Lunch Money Lewis, Aston Marigold, produced by you, Robbie, a.k.a. Throttle.
Hey, we're
5 seconds of summer. And
this is the Hit 30. Kinda
hard. Want to see us live? Call now. 131060.
Okay, so when you
don't call now.
No. Don't call now. Next week, when you hear that at some point during the show, give us a call on 131060. The first two people through are going to take part in a five source quiz.
Yeah, so it'd be like, what is the name of their current tour?
Bing!
Fire, sounds live, feels live, bang, you would win. Best of three.
And then, the person who gets the most questions correct gets a double pass to go to the show.
Get to join us on tour. We'll catch up with you. We'll hang out, swap merch.
What else could we do?
I think we
could have a few bevvies with the boys.
I thought I'd do hair and makeup.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know. We hadn't really discussed that off the air. But
that hair, though, of the boys is quite delicate. Like, well, you don't want to mess
Michael's,
with it.
Brittle would be the word after dyeing it so
many
times.
Too many colours.
Yeah.
Like yours.
Exactly. Mine's gone yellow because I keep swimming in chlorinated pools. We'll talk about hair. We'll talk about Ashton's biceps. We'll talk about Luke's future girlfriend.
It's going to be so good. We haven't seen the boys in quite a few months, so it's going to be great to catch up with them at all of their shows and have you along with the final passes that are available to their tour.
That is the big news. Next week, the Hit 30 goes on tour with Five Sauce. Your chance to join us on tour from Monday, 8 o'clock.
From the celeb world. To the studio, it's Emma.
You would have had to have been hiding under a bloody rock not to know what Joe Watson did today. Come on, mate. Okay, we've got your hit list of the hottest music and entertainment stories from across the globe. And Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
I'll ruin it for you. Harry Styles' hair, Adam Levine.
His beautiful wife gave birth to their first little daughter today.
She's a Victoria's Secret model.
She is. And I learned today.
Hattie Prinsloo. Close?
She is Namibian.
Oh, what?
She's from Namibia.
Namibia?
Yeah.
Is that Africa?
Somewhere in Africa, yeah.
Right.
But I didn't know that. I was like, there was like the Namibian beauty.
I thought they were all just Brazilian.
No, she's Namibian. Anyway, they called their daughter Dusty Rose.
Love it.
Love it?
Love it.
Dusty Rose Levine.
Beautiful name.
Okay.
Gorgeous. Love that.
Speaking of love, you know how it's been pretty much confirmed that Ariana Grande and Mac Miller are an item?
Definitely. I've been getting through Mac Miller's album, The Definite Feminine, it's called. And
the Divine Feminine.
The Divine Feminine. She features on so many tracks.
Well, yeah.
Like she's singing on them.
Except then last week she did that interview with Ryan Seacrest and was like, don't ask me about my personal life. Like, I can post pictures about whoever I like and you can't ask me, which was kind of weird. Well, today he was doing an interview about the album and about the music that they've collaborated with and said this, just because we are two people who are in love and have a great relationship doesn't mean I'm going to get weird about this incredible music we make. They're in love. They're a couple. They're getting married. They're probably going to have babies.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, I just think she can do better.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a bit, I don't know about the neck turns, no.
Oh, the tattoos aren't the thing. He's just got, if you look at the history of Mac Miller, not really the
clean cut. He was addicted to lean.
Yeah, he was a big scissor fan. He's now sober. That's not it either. It's just, he's got a past.
What can you tell me?
It's kind of naughty. It's one of those things. But I just didn't think that would go down the clean cut Ariana Grande, even though she's moving into dangerous woman territory.
Can you tell me off air?
Yeah.
And finally, Shawn Mendes released his second album today. It's called Illuminate. You can go get it now. And just to, you know, this is not a plug, but people are frothing on it. People are saying it's awesome. So go and get it.
Yeah.
Listen to it on the weekend.
All right, bang.
Across the country, this is the Hit 30.
Turn up your radio.
I'm about to make a comeback, Em.
What in, Dal?
You know, I've been training, actually. I've been
in the pool.
I've been swimming 40 laps about 3-4 times a week. I've been in the gym 3-4 days. I've actually been jogging as well. So what do you think my comeback is for?
Well, I'm hoping it's athletic related. Otherwise, it's a complete waste of time.
I'm getting back into poker.
Seems logical.
So I have made a comeback to Full Tilt Poker. That's not an ad. They're actually probably a horrible, corrupt organisation. But I put $50 in deposited.
Well, how much do you spend a time?
Well, I don't play on the free roll tables where you use cash. I play in tournaments. So it's like $2 at a time. And then after a while, I go like $5 at a time. But you can win like a couple of grand because there's so many people playing.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm doing. And I was going to announce my big comeback today to social media to you guys. I've been training so hard for this today.
Yeah.
And old mate Joe Bloody Watson this morning,
Cam the skipper,
made this announcement.
Well, I guess I just wanted to announce that I'd be coming back for the 2017 season with the Essendon Football Club, and extremely excited to do so, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really happy and content with the decision that I've made, and It's been a long one, but something that I'm really at peace with.
Oh, that's my boy. That's my boy, Joe, coming back, playing for the Bombers 2017. He's going to be a great captain again. We're going to make the eight. We're going to play finals.
All the peptides.
No peptides next year. He's actually been in New York making coffees. But I don't know if you saw him without his shirt on, just doing laps around the training ground. He's ripped.
Looking good.
He looks so good.
It's because he's pooping so much from all the coffee.
Probably.
So 13-10-60, Joe Watson, he's coming back to the AFL next season. Angus O'Loughlin, he's back at online poker. 13-10-60, are you making a comeback?
What at? I'll have to think about it.
I want you to think about it. I want you to have something that you could maybe in the future, like in the next couple
of
weeks.
Oh, my God, I've got something.
Perfect.
I've got something.
Save it. 13-10-60. You guys listening, are you making a comeback and into what? Your calls after Zara Larson, which plays after this. Shawn Mendes at 25.
The Hit 30 with Angus and Emma.
We are currently watching the game between the Cats and the Swans. We won't give away the score, but first quarter's just gone underway.
It's good. It's frenetic football.
2016 season is nearly wrapped up. Grand final next weekend.
Yes.
But for the 2017 season, a big, bright, shining light for the Essendon Football Club with this announcement from Joe Watson.
Well, I guess I just wanted to announce that I'd be coming back for the 2017 season with the Essendon Football Club, and extremely excited to do so, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really happy and content with the decision that I've made, and it's been a long one, but something that I'm really at peace with.
Are we on the Hit 30?
Yeah, I know. Am I on Triple M yet?
Yeah. You're going to get in trouble with
that. Yeah, I will. So I've made a comeback to Full Tilt Poker. It's online poker. I deposited
$50. How much have you won?
No, my balance is at $46.75.
Well, so you've lost money.
I've lost a couple, you know, nothing.
You've made a comeback to losing money.
Well, I might make money. I'm just there for the sport of it. And now, Emma Friedman, what are you making a comeback to?
I am making a comeback to dance, but not as a dancer.
But you're dancing with the Stars champion, I'm afraid.
That's true. But I'm putting my skills to better use.
Right.
I am going to become Draco's dance mom.
Yay!
So, producer Draco, you're making a comeback to tap.
Yes, I'm making a comeback to tap dancing.
Okay, so what's the history?
Well, 2 years ago, it was like one of my New Year's resolutions to do tap dance because I've always wanted to do it. And I did it for 3 months and I got bored of it.
How do you get bored of it? You can't get bored of
was
it.
Was it around Hugh Jackman, Boy and Oz? Is that what you inspired?
Oh,
did you remember?
So good.
No, I've just always wanted to. Oh, yeah, Billy Elliot. Yeah. I don't know. I probably saw some musical and was like, I've got to do this. Mm. And then, I got bored of it. But then now I want to do it again because I saw Aladdin and they do tap dancing in that. So I really want to do it.
Okay. So you're making a comeback.
So I'm going to take Draco to his first tap lesson in 2 weeks' time.
And I'm making her bring the Dancing with the Stars trophy.
Do you reckon that will impress people or scare people off?
Nah, they'll be scared of me because they'll think I'm really good.
It's true.
And also you can be like Abby Lee from Dance
Then you're going to be really disappointing.
I'm a skinny version of Abby Lee, let's be honest.
Caitlin in Brisbane, what are you making a comeback to?
Gymnastics. I did gymnastics as a kid and I wanted to try it again. So I went to my first lesson this week.
Oh, nice
on
one.
The balance beam, the uneven bars, the vault. What did you enjoy the most, Caitlin?
Well, I was enjoying just like on the floor. I did like a cartwheel or two, and then I fell over and I smashed my head on the ground.
Okay, so keep up with
it,
though.
I think maybe I'll need another break.
She knows Simone Biles, Caitlin.
I was going to say, Simone Biles, I mean, the Olympics always inspires the next generation. We had that swimmer who was inspired by Michael Phelps, ended up beating him in the race 8 years later.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure Simone Biles was an inspiration to you, Caitlin. 13-10-60, you can give us a call or tell us on Twitter, what are you making a comeback to? Cold Water, number 22 tonight. That's Major Lazer, Justin Bieber and Mo on the Hit 30. Stick around. Will I Am, yes, the Black Eyed Peas is on the air for his first Australian interview in a couple of years to talk about the song in question.
The Conjuring 2, early on digital now or Blu-ray and DVD.
Hang on.
Can I also say I didn't have faith in Draco's panelling. I didn't know what was going on.
Whoa, what is
happening?
Now we're back at Justin Bieber. What's wrong with you? You know what we're doing tonight? Strikes against Draco's name for panel errors. You're
weird.
On two.
I stopped and started because you left this gap of silence and then you played the song and I was like, whoa, what are we
doing? No, it was on beat. You wouldn't know about that panelling. It's on beat, but the cold water has
not
a weird
on beat.
Intro.
Enough. Play the opener.
Conjuring 2. Own it early on digital now or Blu-ray and DVD from September 28th. The 30s. Friday nights at Movie World.
scary paneling skills. Give me the hot tip. Yes, this is a pretty cool prize.
We have been genius up all week, really. Like, you've been scaring me, you've been scaring members of staff, and we've had people listening to the Hit 30 identifying the scary movie quote.
We've had, like, Scream, we had The Shining or The Shining, if you follow The Simpsons.
Plenty of other movies as well. You go on to hit.com.au to register your details. Tell us what scary movie it is. All to win a trip to the Gold Coast to go and venture through the Fright Night maze.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, so
remember that one?
Enough.
All right, let's call the winner. This person on Wednesday correctly guessed.
Hello.
Hello, Sydney. Hello, Sydney.
Hello, how are you?
What are you wearing, Sydney?
Hey, Ashley, it's the Hit 30.
How are you?
Good, we're good, darling. What are you doing right now, hey, on a Friday night?
Yeah.
Out for dinner in the city with some work.
Oh, it's a bit rude to be answering your phone.
Yeah, isn't it?
No, it's fine.
Now you got to pay for dinner, but it's all worth it because...
No, boss is paying for dinner, so it's fine.
Brilliant. Oh, okay. Well, now you got something to celebrate. You're heading to the Gold Coast!
Oh, my God, that's so exciting!
Yeah, Dale, you're going to check out the Fright Night maze at Movie World. It's all thanks to The Conjuring 2. Incredible prize.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you get three nights accommodation,
God, that's so
exciting. Return flights from anywhere in the country.
Oh, my God, I'm just so stoked.
Now, I'm reading your entry right now, Ashley. It says that you love scary movies and love being frightened, so you're going to love this maze, but your boyfriend doesn't. Now, can I just suggest something? Can I suggest something? Don't take him. Take a girlfriend who... Go pamper yourselves. If he's not going to love the incredible part of the prize, you being one of the first in the world to do The Conjuring 2 Fright Night maze, forget that. Take your girlfriend.
That's probably a good idea.
Oh, you've talked her around it.
And how old are you, Ashley?
I'm 23.
Yeah, you're not going to be with him forever. Take a girlfriend.
Don't listen to him, Ashley.
How long have you been
together?
Don't
listen.
How long have you been together?
We've been together 2.5 years.
They're going to be together a while. Hey, Dale, we're so happy for you.
Even you didn't say happy ever after.
Well, no one. I mean, yeah, good point.
Let's get into the countdown. Of course, that was thanks to Conjuring 2. Own it early on digital now or Blu-ray and DVD from Wednesday. This was last night's future hit, new from The Weeknd and Daft Punk, Starboy.
I am the future.
Watch out now.
Check it out. Yo, what's up, y'all? That's what I am.
Check it out.
It's so amazing.
Earlier this week, we had the one and only will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas on the show. Of course, the song we're about to play is called Hashtag Where Is The Love.
It does feature The World, which I love, which includes Jamie Foxx, Ty Dolla $ign, Tori Kelly, Jesse J, Justin Timberlake, Usher. How do you get that lineup on a track, Will? Do you just get your people to get in touch with their people, or do you just shoot them off a cheeky text and say, hey, you want to join me on this track?
So first we called Mary J. Blige, and Mary J. Blige... and Puffy are really good friends, and then Puffy came down, and then Puffy and Game, and then from there, the snowball effect happened, and Kendall Jenner came, and she was right just to come, and A$AP Rocky came when Kendall came, and then Jaden Smith came when A$AP Rocky came, and then next thing you know, like, we had like the 250 appearances, vocal and visual, and just everyone shedding light and opening up their hearts to these tragedies to hopefully remind people to pay attention and don't forget until there's resolutions.
With those big acts, like a Kendall Jenner and A$AP Rocky and Jaden Smith all entering one place at one time, that's a big deal for the paparazzi. Was it a secret? Was this a secret project until you released it, or did it kind of leak out and everyone knew this was going to be coming out?
No leak, because everything happens in my building. We film it in my building, we record it in my building, we edit it in my building. When they came to our facilities, there's like a back cave entrance, no one knew.
That's sick.
We were like high-fiving, like, no leaks!
Yeah.
No leaks.
Thank you so much for catching up with this. Hashtag Where Is The Love from the Black Eyed Peas featuring The World. Everyone can go get it on iTunes. Thanks, brother.
Hey, I miss Australia so much. Everybody in Australia, I miss you. I miss you guys. I miss you guys. I miss you guys. Everybody in Perth, everybody in Canberra, everybody in Adelaide, churches, everybody in Brisbane, everybody out there doing their schoolies. What up? What's up, everybody schooling? I miss Sydney. I miss Melbourne. I miss it. I miss it. I miss it.
People killing people.
Across the country, this is the Hit 30.
Turn up your radio.
Dolly Parton.
Jolene.
Of course, but really big boobs for a lot of people. That's all I really know her for.
And
being a country lady who uses a lot of plastic surgery and has massive boobs.
And that blonde mullet haircut that she's had for like 63 years.
Now, I've got a newfound respect.
Oh, yeah?
For Dolly Parton.
Why? What has she done in your life?
So a couple of years ago, I'm going to say 2013, Miley Cyrus did for her Happy Hippie Foundation these backyard sessions raising money for the LGBTQI community. And she did a cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Oh, the most famous song.
Of course. So this was Dolly Parton back in her day before all the breast augmentation singing Jolene.
He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
Let it go.
And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
So a beautiful country voice.
Yeah.
And this is back with shitty recording equipment, so give it up. So Miley Cyrus having her country roots with Billy Ray being her dad. And
Billy Ray, don't break my heart. My
yeah,
favourite.
Arguably country music. her voice is so well suited to that genre. And she did this backyard session in 2013 and covered Jolene. And I think it's the best version out there. Until something today, but we'll get to that.
And he talks about you in his sleep.
Such good try.
My dad's girlfriend is Jolene.
That's her name?
Yeah. Risk called Joe, though.
She would have got copped a lot in high school about...
She's from New Zealand, so she would have copped a lot more as well, yeah. I reckon.
We should mention Dolly Parton is Miley Cyrus's godmother.
Oh, what a great godmother to have.
So today, Pentatonix, who are famous for being kind of the human beatbox, they make all their music and their covers using their own voices. They got famous on YouTube.
What about that one they did of the ABC News...
Oh, I didn't see that
one. Haven't you seen that one?
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of them. We had a chance to interview them and I was like, no thanks. I'm just genuinely not interested.
Hi, Pentatonix, we do love you.
I didn't until today. So they have done a cover of Jolene using only their voices and their a cappella and their harmonies.
No.
But it features Dolly Parton. This is now my favourite cover.
He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name.
That's so good.
Yeah, so good.
But I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to be. Joke me.
Bring it home.
Jolene, oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
So good.
In the background, all human beatbox. It is incredible. We're going to tweet the full video if you like the sound of that 30 seconds from At The Hit 30.
I've been everywhere, man. Darwin, Ginger, Nidilla, Quinn, Macadella, Wallumbilla, Bogabilla, Cumberilla, Romagilla. Who's been everywhere, man?
Oh, love it. There's
good
a new
yeah, good,
yeah, exactly right. A new version of the Australian map today has been released. And usually, you know, you see a regular Australia with all the big cities, you know, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth.
Yeah.
All the big ones,
all
right? Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a new one called The Marvelous Maps of Actual Australian Place Names. And it's all about those towns that you don't hear much about that are mostly rude in their names.
Like, do they mean to be deliberately rude? Because sometimes...
Some of them, yes.
Up north in Darwin, there are a lot of, like, Aboriginal names. And some of them, when translated into English...
I'm sure about Bastard Point.
No. That's not...
There's Wanker Road, spelt W-A-N-K-A.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Boozer Creek.
Okay.
Grog Shop is actually a town, apparently. Balls Creek.
Okay.
Plenty of
There's
creeks.
A place on the Sunshine Coast called Three Knob Creek.
You'd be in trouble then.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
A bit radioactive, like The Simpsons.
131060, though. Do you have a town that you live in that is a little bit rude?
This is a genuine one. I'm not saying this for lols. There's a place in India called Poo.
P-O-O.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is basically the Ganges, but there is there is actually a place called Poo in India.
I think there's ones just as bad in Australia.
Oh, let's find out.
Yeah,
Cherie,
yeah.
Where have you called from?
I'm calling from Rudy Hill.
Don't mind if I do.
The RSL there is just kicking goals, aren't they, Dar?
They are, Rudy Hill.
They always mention the RSL.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
want to say, like...
It's ginormous.
One of the R&B acts who recently were here...
Yes.
Did a gig there because it does like a couple
of
thousand.
I heard an ad for something today.
Yeah, go to the Rudy Hill RSL. Of course, I would check out
Daryl Braithwaite there. He'll be there on your Friday night.
I wouldn't know because I don't live in Sydney. I live in the town that you're listening in. 131060. Do you live somewhere or know somewhere that sounds rude?
And let's be careful.
Oh, of course.
But let's also be fun.
There is a place in New Zealand called Whakatani, and that's dead serious. Benji Marshall's from there. Let's get on DJ Khaled and Nicki Minaj, though. This is Do Your Mind, number 13 on the Hit 30.
I've been everywhere, man. Darwin, Dingin, Dinala, Quinn, Macadella, Wallumbilla, Bogabilla, Cumberilla, Romakilla. Who's been everywhere, man?
Woo! We love all the different sounding towns all across Australia. There's some weird and wonderful places that you can live. But there has been a map released today called The Marvellous Maps of actual Australian place names.
Very Harry Potter them.
Yeah, it's just basically towns that sound rude.
Mischief managed.
A couple that I noted. Bastard Point. There was Grog Shop, which was an actual town. I could
Grog
not relate that.
Shop.
Hmm. Like you go to the
You hope for
Grog
some good
shop.
Prices.
Yeah, exactly right. Hopefully a discount. And Balls Creek. But there has been, our phones have been going into meltdown
Chris,
the last couple of minutes.
Somewhere in New South Wales. Sounds kind of rude. Where is it?
I'm over at Watanobi.
Oh, good. That's what the boys say to me in the sheds.
Yeah.
A couple of mates having a giggle.
Daniel, where do you live that sounds a little bit naughty?
Jackass Creek.
No way.
Yep. Mm.
God, like, these are just people, you know, having a laugh.
No. For Johnny real? Knoxville lives there.
You're on fire tonight.
Ben in Queensland, you live somewhere rude.
Yeah, there's a place in Ireland called Muff.
Mm. Oh, they actually.
They have a diving club.
I was going to say, I went diving there once.
Oh, my gosh. You're all awful.
Is there actually a place called Muff, though? The producers are saying yes.
There is.
Ben makes me nervous.
Courtney. Ben does make me nervous. Turn down that photo.
Courtney, you live somewhere that sounds rude.
Yeah, Bonus Street.
Jeez.
B-O-N-A.
Oh, right.
Whereabouts is that? Courtney in Victoria, is it?
Yeah, the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, yes. Tookaroook. I love Tookaroook.
Yeah, weird town, weird name.
I mean, no good in winter, but in summer.
Yeah, it's true.
Massive. We're 5 seconds of summer. I find it all. Drop it. Let's go.
Next week is going to be amazing because we are heading on the road with the boys from 5 Seconds of Summer. It's their last three shows of their world tour here in Australia to see all their family and friends and undoubtedly their biggest fans.
Should we get traditional with being on the road with a band and hire a Winnebago and me, you and Draco? We travel on via like cars there.
Yes, I love that.
It's so good because, I mean, five stops of flying. No, you'll be there. I'll be navigation and I'll be singing. I'll choose the radio.
And can I be the cabin crew and I'll supply like drinks and nuts
I have to
and
drive.
I'll do the safety.
Yeah, you drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't really want to drive that far.
You got that big fancy car. Why don't we just go in her car?
You get a Lexus Winnebago.
Okay, we can get Lexus to give us a Winnebago. No, but you've got the opportunity to come to the shows as well. We are giving away the final tickets in Australia. And we actually mean that. There are no more tickets.
There'll be tickets every single night to win from next week from 8 o'clock on the Hit 30. Or we'll also be taking double passes down to every venue because we're going to be in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. You're listening now for Five Sauce to interrupt the countdown with this.
Seconds of summer.
This is the Hit 30.
Want to see us live? Call now. 131060.
So then people call.
131060.
The first two people are going to be on the air with us playing a 5 Seconds of Summer quiz. Best of three. Let's do an example. Draco, you're the quiz master.
Okay, question number one, guys.
Hang on, no, I'm not going to be Angus. I'm going to be Keith from Toowoomba. I've got two kids and a mortgage.
All right. I'll be Kerry from Adelaide.
Oh, get down! Sorry, that's Blue, my great daddy.
All right, game show time. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate.
All right. He's so good on this quiz stuff.
Okay, question number one. Name is your buzzer.
Want to win him for me daughter.
All right.
I want to win him for myself.
Which Five Sauce member had a dick pic?
Keith. And it's Keith.
Keith?
It was Callum Wood.
That is congratulations.
And they're all going to be about bits that I don't know.
I saw that vine. Apparently he doesn't have a hood.
Oh.
No, he does. I've seen it.
Draco's seen it many a time.
So okay, if I get this one right, it's best of three, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Question number two.
Win it for me, kids.
Okay.
In Melbourne, where is the Five Sauce show being held?
Kerry?
Yes, Kerry.
Margaret Corderina.
Ooh, that is correct.
Yas Queen.
Down
Yas
to
Queen.
A tiebreaker.
I don't think Kerry from Adelaide would say Yas Queen.
Yeah, she has changed.
Sorry. I need to get back into character.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Hang on. Were you Keith?
I'm Keith.
Did you not change your name?
No, I wrote down Keith. It's Keith. Okay. Keith. Yeah. Keith and Kerry.
I say Keith.
Why are we Keith and Kerry? We could be a great couple on the block or something.
Yeah, or just the next Kath and Kim.
Okay. Yeah. The tiebreaker question. Finish the title of this album name. Sounds good.
Keith.
Feels
good.
Correct.
Damn it, Keith.
One of the me girls. One of the me girls.
Yes.
We're Madeline. We're Trista. We're
Trista.
Could you put Crystal spelled with a K? Crystal.
Okay, this song. You've got to go to our Twitter right now at the Hit 30 and check out the video of Draco pretending to be Normani. It is the greatest.
It is Fifth Harmony. That's my girl. Make sure countdown tonight, number 9. Next week, 5 sales ticks on the Hit 30.
Student flights, summer review. Save 15% on tours with Top Deck and Contiki. Call 131 669 or go to studentflights.com.au.
Hey, this is Ashton Kutcher and you're listening to the Hit 30.
Australia's biggest nightly countdown.
One half of Mashton Kutcher is on the air. We've got Maddie. What's up, big fella?
Hey, I like those air horns. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the Friday air horn to get into the mood for the Friday mix, Matt.
That's a vibe. I like that. That's cool.
Dude, this is going to be an epic mix, getting us all the way down to number one. What's a special twist that Mashton Kutcher are putting on this mix?
As you know, we do like to mix things up a bit. So we've got a bunch of old school, a bunch of new school, a couple of our originals. We're showcasing a bit of Aussie music, and we're also bringing it home with a couple of tracks that people would know from radio right now.
Brilliant. Nice. What do you got in the diary for this weekend, Matt? Are you doing any gigs that people need to get along to?
We are. We're smack bang in the middle of an Australian tour, actually. So we're in Melbourne this weekend, and then we're off again to Sydney. We're literally all over the shop.
All right, let's get into the mix. We'll chat with you again in just a minute. This is Matt from Mashton Kutcher on the air as we get into the Friday mix.
Cool, thanks.
Summer review. Awesome. Save 15% on tours with Top Deck and Contiki. Call 131 669 or go to studentflights.com.au.
Hey, this is Mashton Kutcher, and you're listening to the Hit 30.
Australia's biggest nightly countdown.
We are halfway through the Mashton Kutcher Friday mix on the Hit 30, thanks to Student Flight, Summer of You. Now, Matt, you guys have got 250 million YouTube views. I've seen every single video you guys have done that's gone viral. What's next? You've done Plain Sound, you've done Harry Potter, you've done Pokemon, and next?
We are taking it international. So we found a few cool places in the last few months in America, and especially through Europe. We're collaborating with the locals and taking it to some really scenic places, which is a lot of fun.
You're also getting involved with Slime Fest. Have you been slimed before by Nickelodeon?
We are yet to be slimed, so it's going to be very exciting. And we obviously grew up watching Nick as kids, so it's something very special to be part of, which is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic, but geez, you find green goo on the insides of your ear, on the soles of your shoes for weeks later. So make sure you have the world's best wash after
this
slime
fest. Well, you need a poncho if you can wear it.
Good call.
Yes, we will let our mums know that for the washing. And
hang on, mum's doing the washing still, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all right.
Wow.
I guess it's easy for rent if you guys are on the road so much. You don't have a solid house. I know you guys used to live in Brisbane.
I didn't say we lived with our mums, but sometimes we don't mind dropping the washing off.
Do you go over on a Sunday, she makes you lunch, does a load of washing, and then you leave?
Not regularly, but I mean, from time to time.
All right. I'm giving that an air horn. I back that 100%. Well, mate, we are about to get into the top three songs mixed by Mashton Kutcher. Thank you so much for doing this exclusive mix for us tonight on the Hit 30, bro.
Thanks for having us and enjoy the mix, guys.
The Hit 30 catch-up is best enjoyed on an Etihad Airways flight bound for London. Book your Europe 2017 summer adventure now and you can save 15% on tours with Top Deck and Contiki. Call 131 669 or go to studentflights.com.au to book now.